30 20 5 4 3 2 1
Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1 2 3
Go. Life Matters, a two-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin, hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Good morning, I'm Joni Myers, and Nancy Douglas has allowed me to come in and join in on Life Matters.
Yeah, I apologize in advance, but welcome. This ought to be interesting.
Yeah.
Fun for sure.
Oh, this is a gas for me. I was in radio full-time for 25 years.
Oh, wow.
And now I'm a teacher, and you would be surprised how many things relate between the two.
A lot of talking. I've listened to radio most of my life, but I've really only been doing this for a little bit.
Oh, come on.
Still wonder why Nancy hired me, but, you know, I'm having fun. So as long as she keeps letting me in the door, I'm going to keep coming.
Right. So yeah. How are you doing? What's happening in your world?
Oh, not much. The Mr. Lake Geneva contest is, We're in full swing, so I'm busy with that. More than I ever thought I would be. You know, there's a lot of different things that we're doing, practice and fundraisers and stuff like that. And the guys have kind of stepped it up, I would say, going to each other's events. So one of the guys had an event at the bottle shop this past week. Joe, I'm going to screw up his last name, so I'm not even going to say it. But there was, out of eight, there was five of us there supporting him. So it's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah, and it keeps all of us busy.
So it's not down and dirty, I'm going to win.
Not really. we all heard about in the past how it got pretty vocal, which is fine. You know, I'm a vet. That doesn't bother me at all. But it really hasn't been this way. Everyone's been really good, supportive to each other, very helpful. Again, going to each other's fundraisers. And I think everyone's kind of got the, it'd be nice to win, but my main goal is raising money for my foundation.
Right.
You know, and I, as most people know, I picked the Treehouse Child and Family Center. And I want them to win, you know, and they're going to win by how much money I can raise for them. So
when you shake your booty.
Yeah, when I try and shake my booty.
What's your favorite event, do you think? I mean,
as far as what we have to do
for the competition, yeah.
I don't know how to answer that. I think the talent is probably going to wind up being the most fun, which is funny because that's what's been bothering me the whole time.
Do you know what the other guys are doing for their talent? Yo, so it's a surprise.
I guess. Yeah, I just don't think anyone's talking about it. I think.
Top secret.
Some of the guys like me are really not, I don't want to say committed, but aren't really sure what they're doing yet. But I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay. No one's asking.
Okay.
No one's telling.
Right.
Same thing with beachwear. You know, I think we all know kind of what the other guys are going to do, but we don't know what anybody's wearing.
Come on. Lime green Speedos. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's what Lake Geneva wants to do is see me in a Speedo. Never.
Well, that's. I thank you for doing that. You know, and like you said, I'm sure all the candidates or contestants are wanting to win for who they chose to raise money for, right?
Yeah, and I think we're all in agreement that it's the recipient of our efforts that's going to be the winner.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it's been a blast. It's a great group of guys. They're fun. You get out with them, we just have a really good time. So yeah, it. I was very apprehensive about this, but also I had no choice because I don't know if you know, I was ambushed.
Oh, have you talked about that yet?
Yeah, it actually happened on air.
Oh, okay.
When I was told that I was nominated, and I thought Kelly was kidding, but obviously she was not. But yeah, I don't have any regrets accepting it. And it was the right thing to do, but it's been an eye-opener for me, definitely, you know, way out of my comfort zone, but it's starting to get more comfortable,
which is
kind of cool.
Isn't that crazy, though,
yeah.
When you're like, no way, I can't do it, and then you put your toe in the water, and then your foot, and then you're knee-deep, and then you're like,
I can do it.
Oh, it's like when you jump into the lake and it's like, oh, it's so cold. And then all of a sudden it's like, this is the best thing ever.
Right. Yeah, I'm just worried about my head getting under the water. Then I got problems.
Well, I'll throw you a life preserver.
Thanks. The group dance was very difficult for me, and I think for some other guys too. Just getting comfortable doing it, but now it's, I don't know, it's not that hard. It's actually kind of fun, you know, so we'll see how everybody likes it.
Oh, they're going to love it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Do you have, like, the date, time?
Yeah, it's June 1st, 7 p.m. at Badger High School.
Okay.
I can't remember the ticket price. I always forget, but it's either $20 or $25
okay.
to get into the event, which it's worth it. I went to the first two, and what a blast. You laugh the whole time. They could charge $50 a ticket, and I would go because it's definitely worth it. But all the ticket money goes to Lakes Area Lifeway to keep them, you know, going and continue to do what they do. All the fundraising by each individual candidate goes to their charity of choice.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And they're all local charities.
Yeah, I believe they are.
I believe they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, I don't know, that's special.
I think so. I really do. And that's why I picked the treehouse. You know, being in law enforcement for all those years and seeing some of the horrors that children go through and well, families go through too.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a no-brainer.
Right on.
To give back to them. And, you know, they were very helpful to my grandson when he had some stuff that he went through. And, yeah, it's a great organization. You got to love Coco. It just, yeah.
Fantastic.
That's where I had to go.
Fantastic. So. Well, coming up today, we have some cool guests coming up.
Yeah, it seems like it. I almost got a heads up this time. Well, that's kind of the thing. Nancy said at the very beginning, you know, when she offered me the position, she said, I'm not going to tell you what's coming in because I like surprising you.
She wants me. She's like that.
She is. But you know what? I like it that way, too. It's kind of a challenge.
Well, it keeps you on your toes.
That it does.
Keeps you honest. Well, I'm really excited about both because we're going to talk to a representative that's going to talk about the murals coming to Lake Geneva. So I'm looking forward to that because, well, I won't say too much. I'll leave it for the segment. But,
right.
You know, I've been to Austin. I've been to Nashville. And you see these incredible cities with these murals.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And then we're going to hear from a chiropractic doctor, which is always a good thing, too.
Well, you know, bone health is good.
Bone health is good. All right. Well, thank you for listening and stay tuned. We'll have more coming up on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
It's Life Matters on Lake 96.1. I'm Joni in for Nancy, and we've got Tom here, and our guest today is Alex Benatti. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Yay!
Awesome.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We were talking before we got going on this. Out in the hall there, and we were like, we're missing all the good stuff because you were already passionately talking about this event coming up. Downtown Lake Geneva is the organization you're with, right?
Yes, yeah, we're the Lake Geneva Business Improvement District, but we're known as Downtown Lake Geneva.
Right on. And so I am so excited about this because I was talking earlier, I've been to Austin, I've been to Nashville, I've been to cities that have these incredible murals. I mean, people come just to have their pictures taken with them, right?
Absolutely.
And now,
we're bringing them to Lake Geneva.
Oh my gosh. So let's start from the top. Let's do the who, what, when, where stuff.
Yes. So this has been quite a labor of love for Downtown Lake Geneva. We've been working on this project for about 3 years. So we are bringing 5 major art installation pieces into Lake Geneva that are going to be permanent residents moving forward. And we have brought painters in from across the United States that are going to be creating murals on various walls downtown. And then we also have some pieces that are on panels that will be installed on the walls after the event. So we created an event around this installation because it's, you know, pretty monumental to be bringing this in for the first time in our city. And we have our event taking place from May 15th through 19th. So all that time, the painters are going to be painting live time, but we have a ton of stuff that's going to be happening each day while you're visiting Lake Geneva.
So this is kind of like art in a park on steroids.
Yes,
is absolutely. The way I'm hearing it. Because yeah. we were talking about it earlier, and I think we did miss a lot of the good stuff. But it's not just that people can come and see all these cool things that's coming into town, but they also can stand there and watch the murals get done.
Yes, absolutely. A big part of, you know, talking about art in the park, we have so much local talent, and we really wanted to draw in every type of art that takes place here and, you know, celebrate that. So we have a pop-up alleyway dinner that's going to be taking place from some of our local chefs that are going to create culinary masterpieces. We have a pop-up beer garden at Lake City Social's parking lot where some of the muralists are going to be painting, and there's going to be live music there every day. We have in Flatiron Park, we're just activating that space with a cool chalk art activity for kids to enjoy. We have yoga in the park for kids on Saturday. We have, again, more murals, and then we have a paint-in that is going to have local artisans creating different canvases live time around the downtown streets and in Flatiron Park. They'll be selling some of their wares as well throughout the weekend. We'll be having music on the streets downtown on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we have a very cool local gallery walk that's going to be taking place in businesses. So we're just...
Wow.
I know.
That's just nonstop. How far does this stretch? Is it going through Library Park also?
No, it's Flatiron Park for the main park purpose.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's in downtown businesses. And, yeah, just around outside. We're going to have sidewalk sales. There's going to be a lot of specials going on all weekend long throughout businesses for the visitors.
That's awesome.
I know. Okay, so you said this has been 3 years in the making.
Yes.
So let's start. How do you even start to go about finding artists? I mean, did you have more people showing interest than you could possibly imagine?
Oh, yes. So we put out a call to artists in November and December of last year after we had got our ordinance changed so that we could even have murals in Lake Geneva. And we had about 100 interested artists from across the world. We had people from Greece and Peru and Mexico City contacting us. And we had over 60 applications. And we had to narrow that down to seven participants. So, yeah, we have a committee of five of us that have been working together for a couple of years. And we kind of did some research on our own once all those submissions were in for our top tens. And then we duked it out for 3 hours on a day to just be like, what are...
Could have sold tickets to that.
Yes, for sure. So, yeah, we had a blast, you know, picking that. But we were very thoughtful in the placement of the walls, knowing what kind of coloring will... you know, fade over time, what can be more vibrantly, you know, displayed. And then we wanted to have a nod to our culture and our history of Lake Geneva to, you know, be able to continue that in the future. So we're really excited about what we're presenting this year.
Can you kind of give us an ish, like where the big murals are going on?
Absolutely.
Like, so... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so we have a really cool piece, Greetings from Lake Geneva. It's from a local artist, Neil Aspinall.
Yay.
What's the school with Neil? Great guy.
Yeah, he was kind of the impetus of that mural ordinance change. So Common Council really was excited to see that piece, and that's what kind of got us motivated into this program. So his piece is going to be on the Melgus Wall off of Main Street, close to that downtown Starbucks. So great visible sight lines.
Right.
And that's going to be painted by a artist out of Kenosha called Dean Tawar. Okay. Sorry.
No,
oh, that's okay.
I have so many names in my mind.
It's the suspense waiting
yes.
for
it. Yes. So he is a great vintage sign maker and muralist from the region. So he's going to be painting Neil's piece. And then we have a piece going on 234 Broad Street. It is the former Avant building, but now the new O2 Lounge. And that is going to be an amazing large piece from two women from South Carolina who are...
Is that the backside of the old theater?
It's the north alleyway wall of the Avant building.
So right. Yeah.
Brick. So that's going to be painted panels on there. And that's going to be a great homage to our history of Native American presence here in the community. It's going to have local fauna, and it's just stunning colors. So that's going to be there. Then we have a wall from an artist named Dustin. He's out of Rockford, who's doing a giant floral, vibrant piece on the side of Christine's wall. So that's okay. on Main Street, close to the Candle Mercantile. Mm-hmm. So that will be a great gateway piece as you're coming in east off of Highway 50. So we're excited about that. And then we have another local artist pair, Sabrina and Fabrian, who are doing this very fun play on lake life and with lots of vibrant colors, the sunset jumping off of a pier into the water. Mm. And that's going to be near Bob's Beach Shack in that alleyway off of Sterling Works Wall. So we have that. And then we can't be remiss without doing a Dungeons and Dragons piece.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a local artist again. His name's Chris, who is going to do just this wonderful painted lady that you wouldn't even know is necessarily Dungeons and Dragons unless you're, you know, a diehard fan. There's components in it. So, and that's going to be painted in like City Social's parking lot and then placed on a wall afterwards. And we have a couple more pieces that we're leaving as a surprise, but local nice. Artists as well. So
there's a lot to look at already.
I know.
Surprises are even better.
Yeah, right. And to be able to see them being created as, you know, in real time.
Yeah, because you always go, wow, that's interesting. I wonder how long that took.
Yes.
Right. And now we can watch.
Yeah. So you also mentioned something about food in alleys, and that intrigues me.
Yes.
I spend a lot of time in alleys. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I spend a lot of time with food.
That's for the second segment.
On Saturday night, we're doing an exclusive pop-up alleyway dinner, and there's still a few tickets available, and it's featuring a lot of local chefs. We have Magpies going to be the main caterer, but we have desserts coming from Medusa's. We're having some signature cocktails from Thumbs Up and doing a craft beer, finishing off the evening at the Geneva Tap House. We have a mocktail being made from O2 Lounge. And so the whole premise of that is to fundraise for future projects because we want to keep doing murals for the next few years. And so the proceeds will be going to that. We are just super excited about that. There's going to be some live music, and it's in the alleyway where that Native American piece is being painted.
Okay.
So they're going to see the art there. It's going to be all lit up and so much fun. And all the artists will be there talking with the guests about their projects.
So you said some tickets are still available.
Still available, yep. And you can buy those on downtownlakegeneva.org /murals. There's that ticket page there.
Ugh, I want to go.
Yeah, me too.
Chalk on sidewalks for kids. And then, so I'm trying to just visualize because the murals are going up on walls throughout Lake Geneva
yes.
and the different areas you mentioned. But then there's going to be artists doing things like you could go, you mentioned, like, are you going to a parking lot of a business? And there's going to be an artist there working and then you can... Like,
yes,
help me out here.
So we have the three main walls that will be painted at the wall locations. And then two muralists will be in Lake City Social's parking lot right next to that beer garden. So they'll be painting all that week for their pieces on giant panels. And they're very, very large.
And are they like on truck beds or how?
They're man-made easels that the artist created.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's
cool.
Super cool. So you'll be able to see that be created, and then we'll be installing that after the event. So because it needs some time to seal before that goes there. And then there will be a couple more muralists. Those surprise pieces will be in Flatiron Park.
Okay.
And then we have a mascot of a mural that's going to be moving locations. And that's all I can say right now.
It sounds like, as huge as the murals are, it sounds like just a fraction of the event.
Yes.
Because there's stuff going on all over the place.
Oh, for sure. You will be tickled by your senses. Like, it's just nonstop fun. And all the business district is just so supportive and so excited to feature our student artists in the community, our local talent of musicians, and again, culinary arts. And,
right.
Just really showcasing what our community offers.
Yeah, it's like, wow, so much stuff to take in. So is there like on your site, is there like a scheduled events? Because you had mentioned about the Alleyway Cafe.
Yes.
Where and when on that? And
yep, on our website, on the murals page of downtownlakegeneva.org, we have our schedule of events, and we're even updating it live time right now. And on our Facebook page, we have individual events for everything that we have. So like we have yoga in the park on Saturday, three different times. So we have that featured. We have that chalk art activity. So that's featured. And that's sponsored by the Rotary Club of Lake Geneva. They really wanted to get involved. Each gallery night participating location will be listed there by the end of this week. So that, you know, you can get in and see all the art. And even in that gallery night, there's going to be live music from Native American dancers coming in on the walk. There's going to be an opportunity for a really cool selfie station. You can paint your own spin art. So there's a lot of opportunity to get involved.
Spin art. Okay. So I'm picturing the spirograph.
No, you hold a brush and they spin you around.
Right? Yeah. Can you just like put plastic bags, trash bags all over me? And then I'm just going to take my paint cans, just goggles. I'm going to spin, and it's going to be a Jackson Pollock. And I'll be right.
You never know. You may be the canvas.
Yes, you could be. Yeah, it's from a studio called Hot Mess Studio. So that isn't far off of the concept. And she brings a mobile van to the site, and yes, you spin around this canvas, and you can splash it, you can throw it, you can do a lot of different stuff with the paint, and then it turns into some sort of masterpiece. So it's really engaging and fun.
That's got to be a blast to watch.
Pair that with a
from
beer
from a distance.
Yeah,
right.
A beer, well, maybe two or three beers.
Yeah,
because it'll be a little warm out. You got to stay hydrated.
That's true. That's true.
I'm a big proponent of hydration.
Yes. You need your carbs. I'm just saying.
Well, that too. Yeah. That's a bonus.
Is there anything? Are we missing anything?
Just that, you know, we feel really fortunate from the outpouring of support from our community. I mean, we have had great sponsors from our Visitors Bureau, Visit Lake Geneva. Grand Geneva has really taken on a lot of activation of this event. So is our Tourism Commission. They, you know, just really believe in, you know, supporting the arts locally and, you know, drawing the visitor experience and locals alike into, you know, the growth of our art programming. So we've been really fortunate to, you know, continue this programming for the next couple of years.
Did you do research when this all was being at the inception? Like, how do murals, I would think, draw people to towns? Do they, you know, of course, they promote the businesses and tourism in the town, but was there, like, a lot of front-loading?
Yes. I actually come from a background of working in what's called Main Street programming. So I've worked with other communities that have implemented mural programs. And that's kind of how I got recruited into the Business Improvement District is they came.
Were you ambushed?
No, not ambushed, but I was consulting on some of the policies and how and giving different studies. So there's several studies out of Wisconsin and Philadelphia that talks about how alleyway activation, you know, creates safe spaces, creates new business opportunities and growth. And I've worked with groups from the East Side Bid in Milwaukee, if you're familiar with Black Cat Alleyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So they did a huge study based on what that activation of murals happened. And they've seen a lot of growth in commerce, tourism, and safety. They've seen a lot of really great reduction in crime and occupation of buildings that were vacant. So we used that kind of concept in Kenosha when I was there. And now, you know, we're bringing that to Lake Geneva in a different way. We want to keep our artistic community, you know, here, retaining them, mm-hmm. and also being able to, yes, increase commerce and have, you know, a different diverse audience come in.
Oh, my God. Well, and just the beautification of the city alone. I mean, that alone.
Well, yeah, it just makes it that much better.
Yeah,
and
it does.
Another reason to come to Lake Geneva?
No. I mean, I've lived here. I wasn't born and raised here, but I have been here since about 1990. I'm almost a townie.
Almost.
Almost. But just to see the positive, wonderful development that's gone on over the decades here, I'm so excited to have this addition to our town. Oh, my gosh.
It's going to make some areas pop downtown, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, coming into town, down by the lake. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, and we're just getting started, so stay tuned for more.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Any hints?
Maybe some sculpture walks.
Oh.
And, yeah. Other pop-up experiences.
Right on. Snap.
Just a little tease.
Yes. Just a little tease. All right. Anything else going on with downtown Lake Geneva that is coming up beyond the the Murals in Motion.
Well, right after Murals in Motion, we're going to be gearing up for Oktoberfest. I know it's so early to be planning that, but, you know, it's our annual event that we've made a block party, brought back to the streets last year. So we're going to be diving deep into that again. We have our Maxwell Street Days that are taking place in August for a shopping experience for our local businesses. And then we do all our holiday shopping guides and planning for Shop Small Weekend over Black Friday weekend.
And you're going to have the corgis back, I'm sure.
Always.
Okay.
Always.
Nancy's going to be very insistent on that.
Oh, yeah. Nancy,
I mean,
will
I heard
be there.
She likes it a little bit.
Yes.
Really?
A little.
Yeah. Fun beer gardens and music and corgis and all the food.
A good time.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't think about it when you just go about how much planning and work goes into pulling something like that off. So
we love it, though. We like to bring the crowds and bring those visitors.
And
in,
you are. So.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming in. So, Alex.
Benanti.
I'm sorry. Thank you. And one more plug, if you want more information, if there could maybe still be tickets for Dinner in the Alley. It's the wrong name. What'd you call it? Alley?
Pop-up Alley.
Pop-up Alley. Pop-up. See, that's way better than
I was trying to remember. It was stuck somewhere.
I know, right? One more. Where can we find more information?
DowntownLakeGeneva.org/murals, and that will give you the whole schedule of events and any opportunities to join in different activities.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for coming in. We'll be
thank
right
you.
Back.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. I'm Joni Myers with Tom Giovanni. Right? Did I say that?
No,
right?
Not at all.
How do you say it?
Giovannoni.
Giovannoni.
Yeah. My grandmother would say that it's pronounced the way it's spelled.
Okay, how do you spell it?
Giovanni.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Giovannoni. It sings.
It does, dude. And you sing.
Yeah. Yeah, like a frog.
Yeah, me too. I'm not quitting my day job. We have with us today Dr. Emma Hervat. She's from XL Family Chiropractic and Wellness in Lake Geneva. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. You've got some cool things happening.
Yes. May is National Correct Your Posture Month, so XL is throwing a posture party on May 11th from 11 to 12:30. It's $10, and all the benefits or proceeds go to benefit The Time Is Now. So you can come in with you, your family, a coworker, whoever you think might benefit from having their posture evaluated for looking at improving their health.
Okay, here's the thing. How's my posture?
Well,
sitting down, you look great.
So some things we can look at with posture, both standing and sitting. So are your shoulders even? Where is your head sitting in comparison to the rest of the body? Are you really hunched forward?
Tom and I immediately just sat
down. Yeah, I feel like I'm under a microscope right now.
Posture immediately. So a lot of, and then standing, same. Are your hips even? Are your shoulders off? Where is your head? Where are your hands? So things that we can look at for posture and correcting a lot of that. Some stuff you can do just at home. Look at yourself in the mirror. Look at your friend. Look at your wife. Look at whoever. And
do kind I
of
have to?
No. Be aware of your posture. Because posture can have a huge impact on our health. So poor posture can lead to headaches, numbness and tingling in the hands and feet, indigestion, trouble breathing, just trouble with ranges of motion. So all these things, if we can get adjusted, which we can do at XL or other chiropractors, if you're not in the area, and we can make sure that you're standing correctly, looking good, feeling good.
Right.
So this has got like nothing to do with a book on your head or walking with a tray of glasses or anything like that.
I mean, if that's going to help you bring awareness
posture. I'm just wondering, because when I think about a posture party, it's, you know, is this like walking around like they do in training for, you know, pageants or contests or whatever?
Probably a little bit. So we'll watch you and you walk, your family walk, watch you guys stand, and just kind of help you make an awareness of where your posture is, because lots of the times when we can correct that, we feel better, we look better, you're standing taller, looking good. Something Mr. Lake Geneva might need.
Well, I was going to say. No, I'm kidding.
We don't have enough time.
Right, because, well, you know, as a gal, and I put on the outfit for the day and you look in the mirror and you automatically, you stand up straighter,
right.
You pull the shirt down, you're looking at the muffin top going, how's that look, you know, right? And then you realize through the day, you catch yourself in a glass, walk by a mirror, and you're like, damn, I need to stand up straight, yeah. Right?
Oh, I yes. thought you'd say, I look good.
Oh, no, I was not going there.
Yeah, sometimes when we aren't focused on it, I'll be at my computer sometimes and I'm like, oh no, I am sitting and I have to readjust how I'm sitting. Even just lots of us have sitting jobs. We sit all day now. So then when we go to stand, a lot of the times we still have that hunched posture, which can really affect our health.
Yeah, I suppose that really could lead to headaches. I find my desk at my other job, I always have my ankles crossed and my computer's to my right.
Oh.
So I'm always kind of sitting on one cheek.
Uh-huh.
And then after a while, if I don't move, you know, you get stiff or you notice like one shoulder will hurt more than the other. Or...
Yeah, you realize, okay, turning, you always look to your right, so maybe turning to your left will suddenly be pretty difficult to do.
Right. So posture is important.
It is. Important. And I completely understand what you're talking about because when they put computers in the squads, you're not driving anymore looking around. Now you're turned to the right, messing with the computer. And that's, you know, I started having back trouble and stuff, not only wearing the belt and all the extra weight and stuff we wear and constantly in and out of the car. Our left knees, I think every officer has a bad left knee because you're constantly twisting on that knee.
Oh, yeah.
Getting out of the car. And we're carrying 35 more pounds.
It's that much?
Between our gun belt and our vest, yeah.
Wow.
Pretty heavy, but now we're to the right on a computer, and it's just like we're in weird positions all the time.
Yeah.
That was a long story to say. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, we see a lot of professions with chronic issues like that.
Sure.
You know, the desk workers or someone who's constant, like the labor, you know, if a gardener, your heavy labor construction workers, they're bent over, they're picking up things all day, they're lifting, not always in the best posture, mm-hmm. or... Well, there's not another guy to help me do this, so they just lift more than they should by themselves.
Right. Yeah. I mean, tons of different jobs.
Yeah.
My significant other, John, works from home, and he has one of those stand-up desks that raise up, but he never uses it.
So he has a stand-up desk he sits down at?
Yes.
That's a really tall chair.
Yeah, he's a tall man. No, he puts it down. But... I'm like, why don't you stand up? What are you doing? And he's like, well, I just forget because you get in the zone and you're working.
Sure.
And, you know, so I get that.
Well, sometimes we have the technology now with phones and even the smartwatches that you can get to, like, remind you to even just, I always tell patients that are really struggling, just set a little reminder that maybe goes off once an hour just to do a posture check. You know, you don't have to even really stand up, but if you're sitting at your computer, just, hey, where are my hands? Where are my shoulders? Just... Sometimes bringing in awareness to it is half the battle because we can get you adjusted at the office, but if you continue with the poor posture outside of it, adjustments aren't going to hold as well or last as long. So we want to not only get you adjusted to keep you feeling better, but then give you some things to take into your life to keep you feeling better.
You got to retrain yourself.
Yes, yeah.
Fix it and then keep it fixed.
Well, yeah, that's probably the hard part. Well, mm-hmm.
Well, it is because you get, like you're talking about, you get back into that routine. And you do what you do.
Yeah.
And why am I broken again?
Right. Unless you make it a
habit.
I say
that all the time. Why am I broken again?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, make it a habit. And that takes time and practice.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, habit would, what, they takes 3 weeks or something to form a habit? Like or
3 to 5,000 repetitions.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow. Mm-hmm.
To ingrain it into muscle memory? Absolutely.
Okay.
It takes a long time.
So.
And they got to be, it's got to be perfect. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you, but. It's not just, oh, yeah, I need to do that. It's got to be, you got to train your body to do it. I mainly teach firearms at the academy. So when we talk about draws and malfunction drills and stuff like that, it's got to be muscle memory because it's got to be an automatic reaction. But you can't do sloppy repetitions of it. They got to be perfect.
Huh.
Because if they're sloppy, that's what you're training yourself is sloppy. So you have to slow it down and make sure every rep that you do is a perfect smooth rep.
Right.
And it takes a lot of discipline to do that because it's easy to kind of cheat it. But if you're cheating it, you're cheating yourself.
Yeah, we see that with a lot of patients who come in. They're like, I've been doing those exercises, but I don't feel like I'm getting any better. And I'll be like, well, let me see the exercise. And I'll watch. I'm like, okay, you're not doing it quite right, you know. So following through, because I'm like, right now you're training the muscle wrong, you know, and that's what it's going to learn. So then when you try to do it correct, it just it can't do it. It's not trained to do it.
Wow. Well, what kind of what's the age range of people that come in to a chiropractor?
My youngest right now is 5 weeks old.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
She's so precious. I love seeing her. And then our oldest, I believe, is 98 right now.
I just don't equate chiropractic health with children. So that's really interesting.
It's so important for kids to get adjusted. Hopefully one of the most traumatic things that they'll ever experience is the birth process. So we want to make sure that we're checking them and getting them adjusted right away so that their nervous system has no interference from the very beginning, preventing them from being adults with chronic pains and issues.
Huh. Yeah.
All right. So we just started a whole new road of questions.
We did.
I totally understand the 98 and down, but 5 weeks, how do you know? Obviously, the kid's not saying, oh, boy, I jacked my back yesterday. I need to get to the chiropractor.
Absolutely. So things that we can see are trouble feeding. So if they feed better on one side or the other, or if they're really colicky, can't sleep, gassy, not going to the bathroom.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. So are they being referred to you by other doctors, or parents are coming in because they've heard? Or?
Either one. Yep. We've had doctors who have referred them in because is there anything, you know, from a doctor's standpoint or, you know, medical standpoint, there's nothing that they can do for them. You don't want to prescribe them a medicine, or sometimes if they do, you know, you don't want to be on those forever. So we can look at them a little differently than the MD is going to.
Sure. And, yeah, you definitely would like to fix things naturally rather than medicate. I 100% agree with that. I guess I'm just kind of shocked because I've never heard of anybody that young.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 12, 13 years old. That's kind of young to go to a chiropractor.
If you count in the womb, I have a few. I have 1 7 weeks gestation right now. So, yeah, so we see moms all the way through pregnancy, too.
Oh, so that's, but that's, that, well, oh, having, I'm a mom, so I can remember those days.
So are you adjusting mom or adjusting the fetus or both?
Adjusting mom.
Okay.
So we don't adjust baby in the womb, but hopefully by adjusting mom and keeping her a little bit more comfortable, we're creating more space for baby as well and keeping
I can understand
them a little more comfortable too.
Never thought about it, but I can understand it. I've never been in that position before. Got to be honest with you.
You know, if you had, you'd be a bajillionaire.
Yeah. Nobody would look at me right.
No, well, do they now?
No, not really.
Oh, that, I had no idea. That's really interesting. I had back trouble after I delivered, so I'm sure you have patients that come in, you know, for those reasons as well.
Absolutely.
So I suppose there's reasons that I have can't even imagine that people would receive care from a chiropractor that would be helpful.
Yes, anybody with a spine should be adjusted or checked.
Yeah, what I've learned, and I go to a chiropractor because of back issues, but what I've learned is, number one, the problem is way higher than the pain, usually, and it a lot of times is that simple adjustment, you know, that attention to whatever area. So I never... When I was younger, I'd go to a chiropractor. I got ice, I got heat, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But as I got older, that wasn't working anymore, you know. So, yeah, it's been a huge help for me.
Yeah, chiropractors are very great at looking at what's called the kinetic chain. So your, you know, your hip bone's connected to your leg bone and your leg bone, you know. So we want to look at all of...
song.
We want to look at all this. So lots of the times people come in, oh, my knee hurts. Well, is it coming from the knee or is it coming from your hip or your low back, which your spinal cord houses all the nerves that control everything that your body does. So if something's off in that area, it's going to affect everything downstream, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As the tree is bent, so grows the tree, you know, or
the
twig.
Right, yeah.
Can you, I don't know, this may not work, but is there a really unique problem that somebody's come in with and you're like, oh, we can fix that or we can help you with that?
We see some things like tinnitus, so ringing in the ear, from vertigo to I've got numbness in my big toe, you know. So we see a lot of just about everything. And occasionally, it's us in combination working with other doctors or physical therapists to also strengthen up some of those muscles. But as we talked before, if you're training something wrong, so if they're seeing a physical therapist, but something's not sitting in the right spot, none of that muscle is going to get that proper, it's not going to work properly until it's adjusted. And then we see a lot of improvement from PT once things are adjusted as well, because nerve is going to be stronger, which makes the muscle stronger.
Okay. And your body will compensate for the problem.
Exactly.
For a lot of people have a bad knee and all of a sudden they wind up with a bad hip on the other side because their body is compensating for the issue with the knee.
Exactly. We'll see a lot of the times people will be like, well, my right hip hurts. I'm like, yes, because your left hip is not working properly. Who usually complains more, the person doing all the work or the one that's just being lazy? So usually we have to fix the lazy one.
Right.
It's a good way of putting it.
That's a good way of putting it. That is a good
lazy
way.
Hip. You're fired.
Right. Okay, so back to May is posture. Is it like posture month or something?
Yeah,
or
National Correct Your Posture Month.
Okay. Before we get back to the party, what are just some tips you can do if you're sitting at your desk and, like I said, I'm sitting on one cheek too much or my neck is stiff because I'm looking to the right at my computer. Other than setting a timer, right, and saying, okay, stand up. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. What are some other tips for people?
Just as you can, you're brushing your teeth in the morning or just whenever you're doing your hair, looking in the mirror. Look at yourself. Where is your body? If you need help setting up your desk, you know, maybe have someone take a picture of you sitting at your desk so you can see what you look like. Maybe then that'll help you be like, okay, I need to sit up more straight or move around a little more.
Maybe I should wake up and stop drooling on my desk because I'm asleep.
Maybe. Yeah, I hear that's always bad when you drool on your desk at work.
When you're standing, we want your middle finger should be right along the seam of your pants.
Okay.
So sometimes when you're standing, you can see and feel, where are my hands? Are they hanging way in front of me or are they right along my sides where they should be? That can help you bring your shoulders back out of that hunched posture.
I just did that. Well, of course, you said that, so I had to put my hands down by my legs.
Yeah, this is a flashback to basic training.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah.
How so?
Our fingers had to be on the seam of our pants.
Okay.
Whenever we're standing at attention, absolutely. And don't get caught without it.
When you line up and you're standing at attention, that's just you're looking straight forward, your shoulders are back, you're...
Right.
Anything else, like, that they look for?
Eyes forward.
Eyes forward.
Are you talking about the military?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chest out, eyes forward.
I don't know. I just, you know, I'm just visualizing.
No movement, no looking.
No looking?
No smiling, no nothing.
You can't
stone-faced.
Look?
No, just straight ahead.
Do you look when they walk by you? Do they?
You don't get caught.
But are you supposed to look the person in the eye when they're walking by you?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
So you kind of look.
Eyes forward.
What if they're looking right at you?
You ignore them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It would be so hard.
Basic training, there is a way, and thank God I came from a military back family. I had a couple uncles that prepared me for this. But when the drill sergeants were in your face, you had to disappear because they were looking for a response.
Oh.
And if you responded to them, it was always negative on your end because you would be doing push-ups, you'd be running, you'd be just doing something.
Do you think your military patients have better posture?
Some of them do, yes.
I don't know. Random question, but...
But some of them also have, depending on how many years they work,
you're
carrying all of that. As I say,
you're
carrying all of that equipment, depending on what level of combat they saw. They were, you know, sleeping in terrible spaces or dealing with, you know, parachuting. We've had a couple of older gentlemen who, you know, they parachuted into things, and that's pretty jarring on the back. So, yeah.
You beat up a lot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe that part of it would not be for me.
Well, when you're sleeping outside, you got to do what works for you. I always wound up in a field when it rained. So
I'm sorry.
I found out that sleeping in a tree was about the driest place to sleep.
Oh.
And but that it was can't not be, very comfortable.
I was going to say, that can't
sleeping
be.
Sleeping in a tree would be comfortable.
No, not
would
at
not
all.
Be good for your back.
But you
no.
strap in and cover up with your poncho and stay dry. better than on the ground.
Okay, good to know. I'm learning so
survival
much today.
Techniques.
All right, May is a posture party. So let's get back to that. It is May 11th,
mm-hmm.
and it's from 11 to 12:30. And you can bring families and friends, and it's $10, right?
Yes.
Only $10.
Mm-hmm. Only $10.
Only $10.
It's not that much. It's just so much.
And it goes to a great cause.
Oh, right. Because it's going to the Time Is Now.
Time Is Now, yeah.
So what are some of the activities again?
So we're going to be looking at your posture, so helping you bring awareness to that, showing you a few things that you can do, both stretches, exercises, things that you can do at home. And then little craft for the kids and some snacks.
Oh, yeah, snacks.
And you don't have to walk around with a book on your head or anything like
no,
that.
No, but
that
if
was
you
a
come,
joke.
We'll help you do that.
Okay. Do I have to bring my own book?
Yes, bring your own book.
I don't know if I got. Now I'm going to go home and write.
It'll fold right over.
And keep you dry.
Right. It's a big magazine.
All right. Well, oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Tell us where you're located and how we can find out more information.
We are Excel Family Chiropractic, and we are located in the Business Park just south of Walmart.
In Lake Geneva.
In Lake Geneva, yes. In Lake Geneva. And
what's the address?
And we are 820 Geneva Parkway North, Suite 105 in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Just in case, you know, because you're in Burlington, you're in Elkhorn, come on down.
Come on down.
If you can put that right into your phone. And then the website?
We are at excelfamilychiro.com.
Fantastic. Dr. Emma Hervat, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
We're back at you with Life Matters. I'm Joni. We got Tom. And we want to thank our guests for coming in. And here we are.
Yeah, fun interviews.
It was fun.
I can't wait to see the changes downtown. And I might go get my posture checked.
I know. I immediately sat up when she
It was kind
in.
Of funny when she said that because we both went, uh-oh. Doctor's
shoulders
here.
Shoulders back. Not slouching.
Yes, mother.
My dad used to come up behind me and put his hands on my shoulders and like roll them back.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, stand up. My dad always did that.
My dad did that too.
Really?
Stand up straight.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yep. Ma'am.
Like I said, I was prepared for the Army.
Yeah.
I remember telling my drill instructor, I just got orders for Fort Hood and we're shipping out. And he had said to me, he said, what is up with you? We messed with you for 18 weeks and never got in your head. And I said, with all due respect next to my family, you really don't know what you're doing. I've been messed with my whole life. And thank God.
Right.
Because I was prepared.
You were ready.
Somewhat.
Right. So I'm going to be looking at the murals downtown the weekend of the 15th, 16th, 17th in there. Get your posture checked May 11th. And I might just have to drive on over to get my posture checked in my new electric car.
You bought an electric car.
I did. I pulled the trigger. I looked at hybrids, and I'm like, just do it. I just did it.
So how long have you had it?
About 2 months.
And you're happy with it?
I am. It's a Chevy. It's an EUV Bolt, so it's a little bigger. I like to kayak and bike and hike, so I can put roof rails on it.
Okay.
So, but it's not big. And at first I was like, oh, this is so weird. It's different. It's not. It's just a car and it drives the same way and you shift gears the same way and the blinker's in the same place and the windshield wipers are in the same place. It's just powered differently.
Right.
So 48 weeks out of the year, it's perfect. My only complaint is the range because I can't drive to California easily.
Right. So 40 weeks out of the year,
Like 48 weeks out of the year. I'm a teacher.
Okay. Right.
So to commute to my school and back and around town, I've had, no issues with thinking I'm going to run out of power because I can't pull into a gas station, right?
Right.
You know, but so it's totally worth it.
So what about the 2 weeks or the 4 weeks that you're
perfect? Yeah, we do have John at home. He has a Jeep. Gas-powered car.
Okay.
So we thought, well, we'll have one electric.
For trips. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nancy and I have talked about this in the past. I'm not necessarily against electric cars. I don't see them replacing gasoline or diesel-powered vehicles across the board because they can't do the same things. You know, if I was, I live on the north side of Elkhorn, out in the country. So, like, to drive it here would be fine.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
But for me to go up north, my family has property up in the Adams area, to go there or to go further than that, it wouldn't work for me. Because I got no problem driving 8, 9, 12, whatever hours.
Yeah, I do like to road trip. So my sister lives in Iowa. So this summer, when I have a little time, I'm going to check it out. Check out charging stations.
See how it goes.
See how it goes. When but see, I have the luxury of having the time.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so I do have friends that drove to Ohio in theirs, and they planned it out, like where the charging stations were.
Mm-hmm.
And there are more charging stations than there were even a couple years ago because Tesla allowed adapters for other makes of electric cars.
Okay.
Before, when they first came out, they were you it's could only universal. Use it on a yes, yes. But you know, we're not there yet. I mean, I can't drive to California and
yeah.
easily. I don't know. I like it, and it is
well. That's good.
It is stinking quiet.
Well, it's electric.
I know. It's really cool. You turned it on the first few times. I'm like, is it on?
The things that I'm interested in on those are battery life. You know, you hear horror stories about the batteries and mm-hmm. and how long they're good for and how much it is to replace them and all that stuff. Tires, they're carrying a lot more weight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much heavier car. You know, so I mean, it's a new concept, relatively new.
Yeah, it is.
And there's a lot to be learned about it.
And I don't know. Like, I did some research, not a ton. But going in, I don't think I know what the life of the batteries are going to be, really.
Nobody seems to be able to answer that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I also don't. Oh, shoot. What was I going to say? I was going to talk. Oh, range. I haven't gone to, like, zero. Like, you know how when you get to know your gas car and you're like, I can make it? I haven't tested that yet.
Yeah.
Right?
So here's a question for you. You've driven it in the winter, obviously, because you got it 4 months ago.
Yep.
So how did it do in the cold?
It loses power in the cold.
Quickly?
Not horribly
obviously
quickly.
Quicker.
Quicker. I could tell. You could tell. The battery life definitely depletes faster when it's cold.
The battery's cold and it takes more to warm. Mm-hmm. Warm the car up and all that, so the battery's working way harder.
Yeah, for sure. And how you drive, because
oh, sure.
I'm a little bit of a speed demon.
Well, yeah, I got that problem with my gas engine.
So, you know, if
you stomp on the gas because it makes you feel good.
Right. Oh, my gosh, the pickup is amazing on
yeah,
it,
they're
though.
Torque. That, for sure, they're torquey, and you can't beat the torque of an electric motor.
I didn't know. I went from a 2013 Honda Fit that we called the squirrel car. Because when I go over the hills towards Alpine Valley and you hear, whee, the squirrels had to work really hard in there to get me up that hill.
They get a run at it.
Right? And so the first couple of weeks, I was like, oh my gosh, I was flying, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, when I'm on the interstate and the speed limit's 70, you know, and I'm not going 55, so the way you drive definitely depletes
right.
the battery more,
yeah.
which is the same as using gas.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I think in that aspect, it's really no different than a gas car. You got to stop and fill up your standard vehicle. Mm-hmm. You got to stop and fill up your electric one. The only thing different is I'm 4 or 5 minutes at the pump, and I'm back on my way for another 300 or 400 miles, where you're down for, what, 25, 30 minutes?
Yeah, it depends on there are different grades of charging stations. So I have a level 2 at home in my garage. So if it were dead, zero, nothing left, it would take 2.5-3 hours.
Okay. Well, it's not that bad.
No. I mean, for my daily use, I just plug it in at home at night and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you leave with a full charge every day.
Yeah. So super easy.
I'm happy you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I don't even have to charge it. I don't charge it every day. And I am saving money. The electric bill, we kind of did some analysis.
Mm-hmm.
It's way less than filling your tank with gas.
Okay.
Yeah. So cost saving in that regard, but then on the backside, you know, if I have battery problems in 3, 5, 8 years,
right.
I don't know how much that's going to cost.
Yeah. Yeah. I, not that I've done a ton of research, but I have not been able to find an answer to that. How long are they going to last? But I'm sure, like you said, it depends on how you drive, how often you charge it, how long you leave it on the charger. You know, all that stuff comes into play, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. I went in open-minded.
I think you'd have to.
Yeah.
It would be difficult for me.
Well, it has been a pleasure.
It really has. I'm happy you came in. This was fun.
Oh, I agree. Thanks for having me. And
definitely my pleasure. And I found out when you found out.
You're going to what? Who's coming in? How's this going to work?
Yeah.
All right. Take care. Thank you for listening to Life Matters. And this is Lake 96.1.